and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning on October the 8th, Monday. Wow, it just seems like it was... We were just here a couple minutes ago, it seems like, from Friday. Our final phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What a day. I think it's going to be a beautiful day. But Bad Bob, say hello.
And good morning.
You were sailing all weekend long?
Well, I wasn't sailing. I was in a powerboat. But, yes, we were down in San Francisco Bay for Fleet Week and the America's Cup preview races.
Yeah, that was, and those were catamarans, but they're smaller cats, right?
Yes, these look to be about 30 feet long, give or take, with a rather interesting wing sail, and that's the current design. But teams from all over the world participating in this event, which will go on for several months.
When does it actually begin?
The big the race for the big cup, I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah, so what was the most interesting thing that you and Brenda found out this weekend or saw this weekend?
I think the most interesting part of the air show, aside from the Blue Angels, which is always a delight, was a flyover of a B-2 bomber, and then a 747 making low passes, which is impressive. When they're down low enough to almost count the rivets, that gets your undivided attention.
I've seen the 747s flying low during air shows before, too. It was like FedEx. It was a FedEx 747 or something.
Came and by. You wonder how that much iron can just hang there.
Oh, you know, it's just a, well, yeah. The and, you know, and well, first of all, here's Linda. And good morning, hon. How are
well,
you?
Well, we're great. Well, we're going to be talking about a lot of things this morning. Of course, it is the, can you believe it's the 8th?
I couldn't believe that we got into September. Here we are in October already.
It's October. Yeah, we had a very, we'd like to share with you some of the stuff over the weekend. And, of course, I wasn't here Friday. It was the Make-A-Wish fashion show. I think it really went off very well at Wind River. And Windermere had been a great sponsor. The tables were full. You and Tom auctioned. It was a fun night. It was a good night. My brother came up from Sacramento, my sister-in-law, and it was a good night, well-attended night.
Well, you sang the song you'd written, years ago when you were doing when they'd asked you to help with a ceremonies for AIDS, and you'd written a song called Let the Miracles Begin.
So it's
a beautiful
healing
song.
It's perfect for an occasion that has to do with reaching inside.
We heard the stories of a little girl and from Make-A-Wish, and then this young lady, beautiful young lady, who was later on in the
modeling
fashion show.
She was wonderful.
In the modeling show about her battle.
Yeah, with, and Barbara Harrison, a shout out, because
Barbara Harrison
works so hard. She is, when she throws herself into a fundraiser, with something, she's been with Make-A-Wish for years now, 20-some years. It's been one of her pet, if not her pet project. So, you know, thank you, Barbara, for all that you do. And I think it turned out to be a very successful evening.
Well, and you know, somebody,
to raise funds for a kid to make a wish.
That's right.
And go anywhere or do whatever they want. That's what the funds are for. And so we really appreciate that. How about if we go to the phone right now and let's start with our market minute update with Wells Fargo. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. Markets have opened lower this morning on worries of slow global growth. Currently, the Dow's down 42 points at 13,567, while the Nasdaq's down 13 at 3,123, and the S&P 500's down 5 at 1,455. Oil's down 59 cents at $89.29 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.97%. Gold's down $7 this morning at $1,773, while silver's down 55 cents at $34.04 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, McDonald's is up 6 pennies at $91.06, Walmart's up a nickel at $75.18, and Google is down $4.85 at $762.18. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thanks, Josh. Really appreciate always when we get the Wells Fargo Market Minute, which happens weekday mornings at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or, ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:14 in the morning. We got a lot of things we're talking about. Linda's just looking at a brawl in Philadelphia, and sadly, a man lost his life from a heart attack, but it's not funny, but the whole, it's a wedding.
Two weddings.
Oh, two weddings were going on, but they kind of like touched each other?
Two different wedding parties. A left a man dead and apparent heart attack, three others arrested. And they had dozens of police officers who responded to the violent clash in the lobby of the Sheraton Society Hill in Philadelphia. I mean, this is not like, you know, some.
This isn't at the Cypress Hotel. No. Cypress Motel down there, right. Okay. Hey, you know what? I have never seen it before. I would have never gone to see it. I would not have spent a dollar. I would not have gone out of my way. But my brother-in-law is a Weird Al Yankovic kind of guy. So he said when he heard he was here, and this is Dr. Lee Snook. This guy, board certified, four different specialties, a big clinic, the whole thing. Oh, yeah, Weird Al. I need to see him.
We grew up with Weird Al. Go ahead.
Well, he came up. They came up Friday then for Make-A-Wish, which was nice. And then we went to see, then Saturday went out to brunch at Insomos, but then Weird Al. And I tell you what.
You had no idea.
I had no idea. And I found myself jumping up and down and screaming like the rest of the children.
You
there.
Actually raised your hands in the crowd and did the...
Yeah, I was doing my... Hey,
the back and forth.
And he was singing White and Nerdy. Okay.
Oh, that was great. You've
you
always wanted to segue. I'm not our, sure you do now.
He just described our production staff. White and Nerdy. You know?
He came out and it was... I have to say right now, and his band, they are phenomenal musicians. Phenomenal musicians. And I, what did they do? 20 costume changes? The whole band?
I mean, it
was a show. Well, it was the old, and he was he sang a phenomenal
the whole time.
Singer.
I tell you what, the energy in the show was just nonstop. And then he gets out in the crowd and embarrasses everybody in the crowd. And
he's
climbing over chairs.
He dressed in like a total like, red and black flame suit, like somebody from the 80s. And he did this whole baby thing and he got out
And he's double jointed, so you can just imagine this.
He's double jointed. He could put
his leg up over his neck. Yeah, you know, it's standing up like you know ballet dancers do, except he does it. You know.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Grosser.
And then suddenly we sat there and kicked while he was playing his accordion. I mean, it was and the place was packed, and it was an interesting cross mix
of Reading.
Of Reading. Was really, really interesting.
Who knows? But would I ever see Weird Al again? Ooh, I don't know. I may have to get Lucky Jezrani, my lawyer here, and say, Lucky, I'm not sure, but in the first 5 minutes, I was having post-traumatic stress flashbacks from what was going on here with all the lights flashing and the loud music and people running back and forth in this. But you know what? I'd go back and see it again.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't do it this week. But I would do it. You know, I would. You know what? It was a totally entertaining show. The only thing I would say is that the sound system he has just a little bit too much for Cascade.
Well, I think it started off loud. It started off louder than it was.
Yeah, and then they kind of turned it down. But it was something else. Okay.
Well, remember, today's Columbus Day. And Columbus Day is, of course, annually on the second Monday of October. Columbus Day remembers Christopher Columbus' arrival to the Americas on October 12th. This holiday is controversial because the European settlement in the Americas led to the demise of the history and culture of the indigenous peoples. So that's what it says with the front, with the headlines.
Hey, I want to talk about Reading Harley Davidson this weekend. They had a big to do out there. They had food and drink, and people got to ride motorcycles. You know, test drive the new ones. They had everything. I was able to pick up a couple of new Harley shirts, which I needed, of course. But one of the things is I'm not going to mention his name because everybody knows who he is. He took out one of the new bikes for a ride. And he took it out, and he came to that first stop sign. He said that clutch was so responsive, those brakes so good. And he dumped it. He dropped it on its side. I'm not going to mention your name. But everybody down at Tobacco Brew knows you because your left leg's swollen up. So, anyway. And you shouldn't have told me if you didn't want me to tell everybody in Radio Land what was going on there. I said, well, how's the bike? He said, oh, yeah, the bike's fine. It was just that it's so responsive. When you ride an older bike, you forget how good today's bikes are, how the clutches are, and you know, especially when they've been tuned at the shop there, because everybody else's clutch is like, yank on it and hope it works. Okay, other things we got going today. We're going to take a quick break here, but other things we want to talk about is gas prices. We want to talk about being careful out there, my friends. We had a motorcyclist killed, another one, and one more injured because the other driver was distracted, not drinking, not on drugs, nothing. It was distracted for a short period of time. I want to talk a little bit about that. Want to talk about what really happened out there in that Border Patrol shootout. We've got a lot of things we're going to be talking about, and of course, Obama. But first we want to do is talk about the weather.
Oh, okay, it's 53 degrees, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 74. Can you believe that? That's our high.
You know what? That's great.
I'm going to check that on the computer just to see if there's an update on that. Tonight is supposed to be around 50, mostly sunny. So remember we were in the triple digits the first part of October. Okay, here we are, mostly sunny tomorrow, 75.
I think it was Friday, it was 100.
Wednesday, 76. 76 around Thursday. Love that. Also, we're going to talk to you about a recall. Chrysler has a recall of some pickup trucks, and we'll see if you need to pay attention to that. A nice thing, again, about this weekend is when you've got visiting guests that come out. My brother's a very busy person, and He comes up maybe once or twice a year. I haven't seen him. He hasn't been to our house, but maybe twice in 3 years, actually. It's so nice to have to go to these events around town and go, you know, go up to Anselmo's and Rivera's, rang the bells, you know, for the chapel, because my sister-in-law was born and raised, and she's, it really means a lot to her with, you know, her Catholicism. And it was just a beautiful moment for her. But it's nice to see through the eyes of somebody who's not from, that's not from up here, to say, wow, this is really a nice place, and it's so different. They're in Sacramento. Cindy's from Altura, so she spent time in Redding, but it was just really nice. It made me feel proud of our community and all the things going on and the people who have pride of being up here in Redding and getting passionate about being behind our community. Wonderful way to start our Monday, and we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Big Bike Weekend is here, and it's bigger than ever. October 13th, the Shasta Center becomes Sport Bike Row, featuring the return of the swimwear competition, plus live music from Uptown, beer garden, displays, demo rides, vendors, and more. Watch Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn perform his amazing aerial action, plus the Power Curve Pit Pass experience. It's free, nonstop action all throughout the day and into the night. Big Bike Weekend, Sport Bike Row at the Shasta Center, October 13th. Brought to you by Shasta Center, Huber's Furniture, and NorCal Brewing Solutions.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
At Platinum Auto Glass, if it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. That's right, certified technicians specializing in every aspect of window repair and replacement. Whether it's in the shop or at your location with our mobile service. The best part is, all of our work is guaranteed and we'll even help you pay your deductible. A chipped, cracked, or leaky window can be unsafe and possibly get you a ticket as well. Don't put off what our techs can do for you. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
We chat about
Carl and Lindebach. 7:25 in the morning here. 53 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, they have hardened up that facility since that guy broke in the back of it.
Who's they?
Joe and Shelley at, you know, remember, oh, they had that break-in. And, you know, and if you have, you know, any information at all about break-in, please give the police a call. You know, the fact is that now it would be difficult to get in there. I mean, even doing deliveries there has become a lot harder. But as it should be, so somebody can just back their car into something and then steal everything. Steal $20,000 worth of stuff.
I went and got coffee there on Thursday. Wednesday or Thursday, I went and got coffee and bought 2 pounds. And the girls there are so sweet. And I tried out just standing in line and thought, you know, I'm going to try. Got a couple, you know, you guys like cigars, so you...
Well, we wanted to use them out in the parks and along the trail so we could...
Stop.
I'm giving them out free. Okay. Anyway, Tobacco and Brew, great Espresso Joes like we just talked about, and the coffee, and, of course, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's talk about the motorcycle wreck first. Up in Siskiyou County, two men in their 50s. One had been a racer and everything, so it wasn't like you had people that were in, not trained. Both the men had, you know, decades of experience. Driving along the road, and a small pickup truck, coming the opposite direction. The driver was distracted. Now, it could have been a bee or something. You read things in the paper that, not the paper, but the blogs underneath it from his grandmother that said it was a bee in it or something. Anyway, so he was distracted, and he drove across the road and went head-on into these two motorcycles. One's killed, one badly injured. Here's my take on this, my friends. You've got to drive like people's lives depend on it. You know, motorcyclists, we're always out there looking. We're looking for people in cages to do something wrong. I mean, we're just looking for it. But sometimes you don't get the warning. You're coming down, you've made a curve, there's this truck right there, and all of a sudden the truck comes in the lane. There is absolutely nothing you can do with it. The young man who had the bee in his truck, hey, guess what? Pull over to the side of the road. Pull over to the side of the road. Even if it's a small, narrow, you can find it. Push over to the side of the road. Get the bee out of the truck. Because what if it was, and you'd gone all the way across the road and gone off the side and killed yourself? But as it is, you've killed somebody else. I know this probably is going to have a severe impact on the rest of your life. Whether you go to jail, whatever happens. And if it's an accident, you know, God forbid that you would have to go to jail because you're going to have to live with this. But if you're distracted, my friends, pull over. And for God's sakes, get off the phones. And texting, I still to this day cannot figure out how you can text and drive. I can't figure it out. People say they can do it. People have done it. You see people doing it. I don't understand how you can text and drive. That commercial where that young man's trying to get dressed and but he can't because of the brain damage and all this. He says, "Where are you?" And those are the last words he texted before he had the horrendous crash. So now we've got a man killed and another man injured. Families on both sides terribly, terribly hurt by this, terribly affected by this because of distraction. And I just hate to see it happen. I hate to see this happen. It doesn't have to happen. It just doesn't have to happen. Anyway.
Well, let's talk about, I want to, just because this came up and I think it's important to just kind of let our listeners know who may be, and if this recall does happen, it's not going to be going until November. It looks like about 44,000 pickup trucks that were sold in the United States. It would be Dodge Dakota, Dodge Ram 1500, models from 2009 to 2010. It's a rear axle nut. This has been filed with the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, so you may want to check on that, especially if you still have an extended warranty. Anyway, just wanted to inform you about that. And can you believe, you know, reading through some of the stuff about the bold burglaries that happened?
Two teenage kids, graduates of the local high schools, watching TV and the movies. They break into the Farrell Dentistry, not Larry Farrell, but I think it was his son's, who was right next to the bank.
At any rate, horrible.
Yeah, he was one of the Farrells, and break in there to steal, but then break into the bank, not once, but twice, and they get caught. But here they are, two kids, young men, but they're not minors.
board.
Now they have two huge felonies over them. Good way to start your life out there, son. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, BP is selling its Texas City refinery to Marathon Petroleum for $2.5 billion. The deal also includes a portion of the British oil giant's retail and logistics network in the southeast part of the U.S. It's expected to close in the early part of next year. General Motors is revving up its workforce. The automaker plans to hire up to 1,500 employees for its new Information Technology Innovation Center in Warren, Michigan. It will be GM's second of four planned facilities in the U.S. to help support its new approach to IT services. And Chrysler is recalling more than 44,000 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of an axle nut issue. The National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration says a lack of adhesive may cause the rear axle nut to loosen, which could lead to a loss of control of the vehicle. The recall, which is expected to start next month, affects the Dodge Dakota and Dodge Ram 1500 model years 2009 and 2010. Chrysler will notify owners and supply a nut retainer at no cost. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
TV is not what it used to be. It's way better, thanks to Dish and Woodfill Enterprises. Now you can enjoy your favorite channels for as little as $19.99 a month. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, Showtime, and Stars free for 3 months. That includes Blockbuster at Home free for 3 months also. Contact Woodfill Enterprises at 232-0843 today. Your local preferred Dish dealer. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Lindabot. We're back. And you know what? Even though it's going to be cool today, it's been hot. And it's going
to
start getting colder.
Time
and
to
because
get
it's been colder, it's time.
To get your filters cleaned.
That's right. Alliance Heating and Air. Who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They've kept you cool during the summer. Now they're going to keep you warm during the winter. Get the heating system checked out. Get all those filters done. Have a check on it so when that first really cold day happens and you click it on and you get dust out of there, you probably don't want to have that happen.
There's been a lot of smoke in the air.
Right. You got it. They install high-quality equipment, and they keep it in a very professional manner. They serve you at just the right temperature. When it's hot outside, you want to be cool inside. When it's cold outside, you want to be nice and warm. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check them out at homecomfort.org.
And this day, it is Columbus Day is recognized. So if you're wondering, okay, what's closed, what's open, government federal offices and Shasta County courts are closed. City, state, and county offices open. There will be no mail. Most Shasta County schools are open. Trash collection is normal. Buses are running. Most banks closed. Most retail stores and theaters open. And the newspaper, the Record Store site will be open as well.
Okay. Well, we must be. We got that. We're not sure on Mondays if it's open.
What is most banks closed?
Well, you know, at least we can go and pay our electric bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've taken a loan out from one of the banks that's closed to pay the electric bill. Okay, we won't go into that. All right. Let's
not
talk
funny.
About, okay, you know what, I wasn't really going to bring it up again because I castigated Obama the other week, President Obama, about this the other week after he was trounced in the debate. But okay, but here's what's happening is, I really, really dislike. And this, you know, and this doesn't apply to my Democratic friends that I can talk to and we can disagree, you know, civilly with each other. But Obama, it's like the third grade playground fight that I alluded to last week. They get into the fight. It's for the control of the third grade playground. Obama gets his little butt handed to him, gets his face rubbed in the dirt, and even his own people are there going, oh, he's getting his face rubbed in the dirt. Oh, it's getting his face rubbed in the dirt. Rachel, do you see that? Yes, Dad, I see that. Chris, what's the matter? Well, that little tinkle's running the wrong way down my leg. I may have went on myself. Okay, all these things were happening. That was Chris Matthews. All these people were saying that he wasn't there. He didn't show, my gosh. All right, so how do you answer that? Do you go back and you address the talking points that Romney brought up? Do you go back and say, you know what, he said this, but in reality it's this? No, this is how the leadership of the Democratic Party handles it. This is a leadership. Now, I'm not saying down because I've got Democrats in the chat room are going, oh, my God, why are they doing that? They have gone to the lowest denominator. President Obama's 14 hours later, it's like a Seinfeld thing that Linda was pointing out when we were laughing at. 14 hours later, he says, well, that wasn't the real Romney. That wasn't the real Romney. Well, that's even worse than President Obama. Is somebody that's an imposter beat you that bad? And then it's like, well, you know, he was pretty tough on Big Bird. 14 hours later, you know what? Here's a man that you think, well, he's the leader of the free world. He should be able to think on his feet. Why can't he just, you know, why can't he think on his feet? Bill Maher, who is a dyed-in-the-wool progressive, progressive Democrat, gave $1 million to Obama, says, my God, maybe he does need a teleprompter. Well, but here's the worst thing. The head of the Democratic Party, National Democratic Party, says, not that, well, you know what, we want to, you know, you need to go back and address this point. He said Romney's a, what? A liar. He's a liar. So this is the way they are combating the fact that Obama lost the debate. He couldn't answer the facts that Romney presented. So now Romney's a liar. And then you hear some of the congressmen, oh, he's a liar. Excuse me, that's your answer? He's a liar? You can't stand up to him in a fair fight? He's a liar? Somebody here on Facebook wrote, a local guy says, Well, he was a liar. And he took notes. He had notes there, and he cheated.
What?
Yeah, but that's what I know. I know. Bad Bob's over there, you know, his jaw hanging in disarray. But this is the way they're handling this. This is wrong. To call somebody a liar instead of, you had your chance right there, Mr. Obama. You could have refuted everything you said. No, he's a liar. I didn't lose that fight. Oh, no, he had brass knucks. Excuse me, do you realize how childish and infantile this is? I don't believe this. I know Democrats here and around here in the North State. They are not like that. They are not like that at all. They said, well, you know what? He should have done better. And he should have done better, but he didn't. And so to answer it, you know what you say? You know what? He got me. I did not, you know, I was not prepared like I should have, but I will be prepared. But to use the word liar, oh, he had brass knucks. Oh, he threw dirt in my face so I couldn't see. Then you send your little wormy surrogates out. Oh, he's a liar. He's a liar. It is so pathetic. So pathetic. That, frankly, that the president of our United States has lowered himself to this level. You need to think about this, my friends. If you're sitting there on the fence, you need to think about this. He lost, and his surrogates, the little worms that are out there, are going, liar, liar, pants on fire, liar. Letterman goes, well, if he didn't pay, you know, if he didn't pay his taxes, he's a felon. Letterman, you idiot. Pricewaterhouse released proof that he's been paying taxes for the last 10 years at an average of $20 million. How much do you pay? And for you to bring it up, again, is another example of media bias on that point. And here's the danger, is what they're fighting for is not the people who saw the debate, or people who are knowledgeable and who read like everybody out there, or at least listen to what's going on. They're looking for those kids that weren't there at the fight. Hey, no, Obama didn't lose. He had a pair of brass knucks. Oh, he threw dirt in his face. He cheated. That's not who we want in charge of third grade. Got to take a break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again?
Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning, Columbus Day, 7:45, the 8th of October, currently 54 degrees, mostly sunny today with temperatures around 74. Tonight, we're going to have 50 degrees. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. All right, you guys, to see who's listening, 605-4567. That's our hotline. And guess what I'm going to give away this morning? We have two tickets to CH2M Hills Rising Stars Gala. This is to benefit the Whiskeytown Environmental School Camp and Schrader Planetarium. So give us a call here. This is for October 13th. We've been to this before. It's a lovely event. We've got tickets here. It will be at the Turtle Bay Museum. Doors open at 7, so you've got free tickets to admit two of you. October 13th, again, for the Rising Star Gala for CH2M Hill. They're the ones putting it on. So anyway, give us a call, 605-4567, if you want a date night or take a friend or just hang out. It's for October 13th. What else?
Okay. Gasoline price. Oh, let's talk Border Patrol. You know, this thing about the Border Patrol agent being killed, another one wounded. And the Mexican authorities said they arrested two people in relation to this. Turns out that the Border Patrolman and the other one were results of friendly fire. As sad as that is, they went into, they were on a sensor trail. Sensors give, they're laid out there disguised as little pieces of rock or something. Somebody goes by, it goes back and it tells people where they are. Well, two groups of Border Patrol agents coming from either side in this wooded, bushy area came in, and for some reason, the agent that was killed opened fire. Fire was returned. He was killed. Another one was wounded. How sad for that. How sad. It's this example of friendly fire. Frankly, I feel so much for the families on this one, too. I mean, this was something, again, that didn't have to happen. All right, gas prices. Oh, who won?
Well, we had a call from Bernard. So, Bernard, you know that you can pick the tickets up at 1326 Market Street. That's right here. I've given so many addresses out. The station is 1326 Market Street, and I'll have them at the file in the front with your name. So we want to make sure that we give those tickets away to and come get them, Bernard. It'll be a wonderful event. Gas prices.
50 cents in a week? They went up 50 cents in a week in California? There's $5 gas around here.
Yes, there is.
You know what? What did you see down in San Francisco?
Oddly enough, the gas prices in San Francisco, and this is in the city and in the Bay Area, were about 20 cents cheaper than the prices in Redding, which is really strange because usually they're quite higher.
Well, they have to get it up here, so they're going to charge you for that. But 50 cents in a week. And if you drive by, I drive by this place that has the price of gas out. And I say something to Linda. I used to say something to her all the time about it, too. She said,
I forgot about that.
Every time you drive by, you say something about the gas prices. And I
went, $4.62.
Yeah, I know. And I did. But I finally stopped that after it was, hit me in the head.
No, and then I realized one time we were driving around with your daughter, she does the exact same thing. So you guys used to do it with each other. It's a habit.
Right. That's right. She learned it from me.
Could be a lot worse.
Oh, my God, look at the gas prices.
Could be a lot worse.
Anyway, no. It couldn't be. It couldn't be much worse because I watched the gas prices literally go up 40 cents in 4 days. I'm like, I can't believe this. Is this a misprint? I wanted to drive in and say, did you know you've got your gas prices just went up 45 cents in 4 days? And they would go, yeah, wow. Thanks, Mr. Obama and Governor Brown. Well, Governor Brown's bringing in the winter gas early. You know, there's a difference, Bad Bob. Did you know that? There's a difference between winter gas and summer gas?
Yes, the California Air Resources Board at work.
That's right. And because they said, well, yes, it is going to carbon the atmosphere up, but not that much because it's just a few days, really. But we're going to bring it in to try to lower the prices. Now, you want to take a look at the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. Right now, look at the difference there. Look at the price of gas 4 years ago and look at the price of gas now. It is more than doubled in these 4 years. Why is that? You can come up with a bunch of answers, but the bottom line is we're not drilling. We are not energy independent. We're putting money into failed solar and wind. I think we have to still push solar and wind. But if you listen to the guy that was on the show Friday, the Pulitzer Prize winner, about the quest, about oil and power and the quest for power and energy independence, what Romney said about energy independence as his number one thing he wants to accomplish, the top of his list to accomplish, and it'll put millions of people to work, bring in millions of dollars right away. And that's the case. Obama says, but our gas and oil drilling is up. It is on private property. Government's got nothing to do with it. In fact, the government can't stop it. What Romney will do will open it up on federal lands. Right now, you know, did you know California used to be the second largest oil producer in the United States? It's dropped. North Dakota is now number one. And I think California's third or fourth. But we've got to put in, then why is our gas so expensive? One of our refineries burned. And there hasn't been any refineries built in decades. Anyway, let's talk about all that. I mean, you know what? But if you just look at that, little things like that, and when the price of gas is so high, the price of food goes up dramatically. The price of everything that needs to be delivered goes up dramatically. So take a look at that. If there's nothing else, just look at that. He hasn't been able to have an impact on that, and he could just by saying, okay, we're going to have the oil pipeline. That right there will bring down the cost of oil because the speculators will then at that point say, uh-oh, there's a change. All right, got to take a quick break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Guess what? We've got two more tickets to the CH2M Hills Rising Stars Gala. We want to make sure we give those away. That's for next week on October 13th. I can't believe it. You know, we're going to be in Chattanooga attending a wedding. Carl's nephew's getting married, so that should be a lot of fun. And otherwise, we'd be there in person, but we'd like to give you tickets free. Of course, this admits we have two tickets, and that is for the Whiskeytown Environmental School Camp and Schrader Planetarium, held at Turtle Bay Museum, 7 o'clock on the 13th. We already have a winner, but we've got two tickets left. Give us a call right now, 605-4567.
And let's go to the phones. Henry, you're live on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you this morning?
We're peachy, Henry.
Say, you were talking about gas and oil. You know, we ought to get right down to the facts. Obama has stopped the pipeline out of Canada. He has stopped the drilling in the Gulf from American companies. He allows the sulfur oil coming out of Alaska to go to China, which we could use over here if the environmental faction, in conjunction with the Obama administration, would let them build refineries that would handle it, and we would not have a sulfur problem. There is numerous places to drill in the United States, and I have a cousin who's an attorney for Richfield back east. We were talking the other day. He says after he clears the title, it takes him 2 years to get permits to drill because of the government regulations. Now, if some of this was stopped, it seems to me like we would have an adequate supply of oil in this country.
Well, I think we could. I think we could have it. I think that we've got the oil here. There's experts that say we do. Now, the question is how do you do it safely, and how do you do it, you know, do we bring it up? And the other thing, too, is if we're going to, you know, spend these billions of dollars, then if we build a couple more refineries, we take the oil, we make the oil so that we can use it, and then at the same time, that cuts way back on the people's ability to fight us at a different level from the Middle East. Because, trust me, a lot of the money that's being funneled into the terrorist organizations is coming from the oil money that we give them.
Well, do you realize, Carl, that the amount of money that he gave to this clean air business that has gone bankrupt since, I mean, that money, the taxpayer money is gone. They could have built refineries.
Well, they could have, or they could have hired 2 million teachers, too.
Oh, yeah, or they could have done all kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has just blown that money.
Well, you know, the thing is that we do need, you know, and I know this is, I don't want to seem heretic, I'm being like a heretic here, but we need to put money into solar and wind, the alternative energies. We need to do that.
Well,
but
there's nothing
I think
wrong
it,
with
not
that.
At the,
that should be done on an experimental basis.
Well, I think that we can get in that they've proven that solar works and they've proven that wind works when wind blows and the sun shines. However, we are tied. We are tied to gas and oil production. Okay, Henry, thank you. We got to take a break here.
You bet.
All right. Well, you know, it's true. But we're still tied, any way you look at it, to gas and oil production. And we're not going to get away from that for years. And and when you look at China, the amount of oil they're using and the fact that they believe that they control the South China Seas, something else, it just goes on and on and on. Okay. Hey, well, we're going to take a break here in a couple seconds. And when we come back, our guest is Mayor Dick Dickerson. And we're going to talk about what's going on in our fair city and what his plans are if he gets reelected on maybe some new things that could happen and taking care of the stuff that's going on right now. Bad Bob, one last thing.
Yes.
When you're out there watching the sailboats in the bay in San Francisco, did you have a good time?
It was quite enjoyable, yes.
I saw a little bit of it on TV, and I was thinking about you out there.
Yeah, the helicopters and all that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's made in China. A new threat to our national security being detailed on Capitol Hill. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
The top members of the House Intelligence Committee say Chinese-based equipment makers Huawei and ZTE are making routers, modems, and other gear that can be easily hacked.
The economic damage from the theft of intellectual property is unacceptable.
Maryland Democrat Dutch Ruppersberger joining Michigan Republican Mike Rogers and saying they just don't trust those companies.
We recommend that private network providers find other vendors.
Huawei makes routers and other gear, while ZTE is the world's fourth largest maker of cell phones, Dave.
Now, Rich, how would a President Romney handle China or other foreign affairs? He's about to detail that at Virginia Military Institute. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is there live.
America can't afford four more years of leading from behind. That will be Mitt Romney's message in a foreign policy address here. Romney has stepped up his foreign policy attacks in recent weeks, accusing the president of being too soft on Chinese trade. Romney will also propose new tougher sanctions on Iran and argue the president has put distance between the U.S. and Israel. The Obama campaign is dismissing this address, saying Romney has already failed the commander-in-chief test, Dave.
Jared, the president today will go to Keene, California, to visit the home of the late labor leader Cesar Chavez and declare it a national monument. They're peeved at the pump. Californians angry about a record price spike.
I was here not even a week ago, and it was $4.09, and now it's at $4.67, and it's killing me.
Now, Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein is calling for a federal investigation, not believing this is all fueled by a refinery outage that led to a supply shortage. Can fish oil stop someone from being suicidal? The University of South Carolina is studying that for the Army. Previous research showed deficiencies of omega-3 fatty acids found in fish oil can lead to mental disorders. 20% of suicides in America are committed by military veterans. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Hurry into Sam's Club today and take advantage of a special offer on Serta mattresses. Now through Monday, October 8th, members receive special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $289 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Choose from innerspring, memory foam, and more. Don't forget, Sam's Club offers delivery. See club for details. Time's running out. Don't miss this chance to take advantage of special financing on your next Serta mattress. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Hundreds of volunteers and police and the FBI keep searching for Jessica Ridgway, a 10-year-old girl missing in Colorado. Her backpack was found on a sidewalk yesterday.
Police expanded their search area when that backpack was found more than 6 miles away from where Jessica vanished.
Fox's Alicia Cunha says the girl
disappeared on her walk to meet friends to head to their school bus stop on Friday. She was last seen by her mother Friday morning as she watched her daughter head off from the front of their home.
A Texas woman could get life in prison at her sentencing this morning for beating her 2-year-old daughter. then gluing the girl's hands to the wall, angry over potty training problems. The child was in a coma for 2 days, but did survive after a week in the hospital. Elizabeth Escalona pleaded guilty back in July. They're handing out Nobel Prizes this week. Medicine, the first one today.
The researchers' breakthroughs came 40 years apart, but between them they're being rewarded.
For the discovery that mature cells can be reprogrammed to become pluripotent.
Which means taking cells back to a youthful state and developing them into different cell types that could lead one day to repairing damaged human organs. British researcher John Gurdon carried out his work here in the 60s. Shinya Yamanaka from Japan explored the process further at the turn of the century. Between them, they share $1.2 million in prize money, down 20% from last year, because of the world financial crisis. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
We'll get the physics and chemistry winners the next 2 days. Then Literature Thursday. Friday, we'll find out who wins the Nobel Peace Prize. We're just a week into October, but it is ski season in Taylor's Falls, Minnesota, the first in the nation to open the slopes.
It's the first time we've ever had our summer business and our winter businesses going on the same day.
Amy Frischman with the Wild Mountain Ski Area says cold weather allowed them to make snow early as the alpine slides remain open from the summer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. A home of Free Fire Media with Carl on the bot. 8:05 on October the 8th, the Monday. Another week. You know, I can almost figure out where August went. But I haven't figured out where September, the first week of October went. 530.
It's always hard because I'm still a check writer.
Yeah.
When I'm writing a check, I still want to put 9 in there. So to put 10 in there, it's double digit, which is closer to 11 and 12.
At least you're not putting 2009 in there.
Well, let me give you some numbers here. It's currently 53 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we've got about 77% humidity today. Mostly sunny today with our temperatures around 74, partly cloudy tonight with 50. Mostly sunny tomorrow with 75. And looks like we've got 70s, about the 75, 76 range throughout the week. Weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. There was just a great article by
Mark Beecham.
By Mark Beecham this weekend about eating pizza at Anselmo's, and it is absolutely great up there. And they, you know, they cook each one individually and put it into a wood-fired oven, and it comes out just a great meal. But you have to make reservations for that because, frankly, they run out of pizza out there on Thursday nights because they only make 50 or 60 of them because they're handmade, every one of them. So give them a call at 474-5546. They're also having out there, of course, horseback rides, and they've just started their sporting clays. So if you want to sign up for sporting clays and get the information for that, but I tell you what, you shoot 100 times, and you have a great time out there. All right, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning. Good Monday morning, Josh. What's going on?
Well, good morning. Markets continue to trade lower on this first trading day of the week. Currently, the Dow's down 27 points at 13,582. While the Nasdaq's down 18 at 3,117, and the S&P 500's down 5 at 1,455. Oil's down 34 cents at $89.54 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury's yielding 2.97%. Gold's down $5.10 at $1,775, while silver's down 51 cents at $34.05 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's down 18 cents at $22.95, Goldman Sachs is up 8 pennies at $119.39, while Cisco Systems is up 16 cents at $19.02. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, or Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 here on KCNR. Brought to you by the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561, and they will help you through the morass of Wall Street. All right, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth,
good morning,
you're
Elizabeth.
Running live on KCNR 1460. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great.
Good.
Great show yesterday. So what's happening tonight?
Tonight we have our last candidate debate. We have the Reading City Council So we will have Dick Dickerson, Gary Cadd, and Missy MacArthur, and should be good. I encourage people to come out.
Well, we have Dick as a guest today.
He's in the show right now.
It's kind of like we did last time.
I kind of encourage nobody to come out.
I encourage everybody to come out. But you know what? We have three people running for two spots. And in the last time y'all had that with the congressional candidates, I mean, you loaded the place. If you're going to vote, know something about people you're voting for.
Right. And you know, I really think that regardless of how people may feel about the Tea Party movement, we do provide a very much needed service. And I think that our series of debates that we've had each election season has done that. It's a great opportunity for people to come out and meet these candidates face to face, listen to what they have to say, talk to other people that are looking for the same information. We see a lot of new faces when we have our debates.
Well, I think that if people would go there during the debates or the forums like this, I think they'd find out that it is pretty fair.
Sure.
And that you've got people from all sides that are on there.
I guarantee
from every side there.
Yes, I guarantee it. So we meet at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and that is the Destiny Fellowship Church. And we kind of get the ball rolling at 6 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Elizabeth, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Thanks for all you do.
You bet. Okay. Bye. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Mayor Dick Dickerson, is here with us, and we're going to be talking about State of the City, a few of the things that are going on right now, and what he envisions here if reelected in the next 4 years. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappelle, candidate for supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappelle, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by the Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends here with the Espresso Joe's, it's cold, so you have those special coffees. Oh, you know what? They've got special coffees this month.
They do. They have absolutely special coffee.
They've got special prices. They have mocha. They have, it's getting to be that time where you want that special coffee. You just bought tons of beans down there, too.
I bought 2 pounds of different brands. And their coffee is great, and they'll grind it to any way, any specification. It's a really good deal.
Anything you can think of to make coffee, too.
Absolutely.
French presses, espresso machines, it's all there. And they will teach you how to use them.
They're great.
Great
Tobacco presents. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Our guest, Mayor Dick Dickerson. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Carl, Linda. How are you folks?
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Dick.
Good.
Got to see you the other day in the state of Reading. And you did a different thing this time than most people did. For your state of the city.
Yes. Well, we did. Many folks go to that event year after year after year, and they hear basically the same thing. What projects have the city worked on? Where are we going in the future? What road needs paving and all that kind of stuff, which is important information. But this year I thought it would be a good idea to celebrate our community. And that's what we focused on. What goes on in the community that makes Reading such a great place to live? And it comes down to the people. So we tried to, and I think for the most part did, mention all of the, not only individuals, but groups and organizations that contribute to the community. However, I had one big boo-boo that I made, and I certainly regret that, and that is I didn't mention the veterans. Being a veteran myself, that's inexcusable. But as you're preparing it, you know, you go over things time and again, and some things are bound to slip through. But we do here in the community, I think everyone appreciates what the veterans do and what they do for the community, and not just for the veterans, but for the entire
community. You're absolutely right.
So my bad, but I think for the most part it was a successful presentation. Folks really liked it. All the feedback has been positive, and we had some help there with the former mayor, C.C. Bush, and the young lady, Grace Clements, who provided both the national anthem and God Bless America.
Bob Corlock.
Yeah. And Bob Corlock.
Bob Corlock played the former mayor,
exactly.
I think,
if
the former mayor was like Bob Corlock, I would have liked to have met him. You know, I'm not sure he was, but if he was
I think he might have been pretty close
pretty
to that.
Pretty close to that.
I think so. So, you know, and I did, once again, this year close with God Bless America. And the reason I do that, and the two times I've had this event, is that I find it difficult for anybody to stand up, sing God Bless America, shake hands with their friends, and then go away grumpy. And that's the idea, is to kind of build up the community and get people thinking about each other again.
It was a full house, that's for sure.
It was a full house.
Okay. All right. What do you see as the major accomplishments over the last couple of years that you've been sitting here in as one of members of the city council?
Keeping the city from going bankrupt, I would consider that a major accomplishment. You know, I don't need to tell everybody that times are tough economically in the entire world. And Reading has had to make tough decisions, both at the administrative level and the city council level, to keep the city in a position where, for the most part, we can continue to deliver the services that folks count on to get through their daily lives. And you know what I'm talking about: electricity, streets, public safety, trash, all of that. We have to keep that going. That's in these reduced revenue times, that's a significant accomplishment. And the one indicator of that is Standard & Poor's. The bond rating agency rated Reading's bond indebtedness, gave us an A, and indicated that from their studies our financial condition is stable. That is significant. People should realize that we are managing the city's finances well, I believe.
Is that higher than the state of California?
It's got to be.
It's got to be. I think we're getting close to being junk bonds the state.
Yeah, just the fact that it can be considered stable here locally, I think it puts us a step above the...
One of the things that is the major factor is our Reading Electric Utility.
Yes.
And one of the things that was brought up, I've only gone to a couple of city council meetings. I mean, really. I mean, I've gone to more than that, but I've only spoken a couple. But I listened to them afterwards and such. But one of the things they were talking about was the... privatization of part of REU in the call center. Is this moving forward?
It's being studied once again. The staff was charged with the responsibility for conducting some contact negotiations with the vendor who is interested in doing that. This is the vendor that has our software, and we're due for an upgrade. So while we're upgrading, they're suggesting that perhaps we consider shifting the call center to Nebraska, I believe it is. But we don't know all the ramifications of that at this point. So the staff has been charged with the responsibility for looking at a contract, seeing exactly what they have in mind, exactly what services they are willing to provide, and what would the cost be. And once we get that information, the council will then consider it. Nothing has been decided at this point.
Okay. I was wondering about, because, you know, frankly, they were talking about how it couldn't handle what was going on. But every time I've called the call center, I've had nothing but great service. And this is just an antidote for me, so I don't have to go down and appear anywhere. But they've always been very, very helpful to myself. And anytime I had a problem down there. So, you know, I don't know what happens with other people, but it's positive the way things are handled. Of course, I've had nothing but really good service from the county and the city employees. So I don't have much of a complaint.
I think most people have. And we're not, or at least I'm not looking at it from a perspective of whether or not the current city employees who handle the calls are doing their job. I believe that they are. Certainly they're going to come across as circumstances where there's difficulties. Sure. That's going to happen. Yeah. But what we need to look at, once again going back to the financial responsibility that the council has, is can this program being suggested by the outside vendor save significant, keyword significant, amounts of money for the taxpayers of Reading.
Okay.
That has to be evaluated.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Hey, Charles, thank you for holding on. We're going to get to you as soon as we get back from this break and let you start off the next segment. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:22 in the morning. We're at 530-605-4567. Give us a call or drop us a chat in our chat room if you've got a question for our mayor, Dick Dickerson.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Faithful Reverend and Neighbors for Jim Nielsen for State Senate 2012, an independent committee not associated with any candidate or candidate committee, with major funding from Charles T. Munger, Jr.
Just when you think you've seen it all with ambitious politicians, along comes Dan Logue. He announced he was running in two different assembly districts, finally settled on one, and promised not to run in a special election for state senate, a promise which he has now broken. So, Dan Logue is now running for two offices, assembly and senate, at the same time on the same November ballot. But here's the kicker. If elected to both, Dan Logue has to immediately resign one of them, resulting in two new special elections that'll cost local counties and taxpayers millions of dollars in special election costs. Just when you think you've seen it all, Dan Logue finds a new way to make politicians seem even more self-serving than they already are.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. See vendors from across the U.S., competitions, the Oakland Police Drill Team, Horsepower Shootout, and more. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competitions, and Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. Big Bike Weekend, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of excitement brought to you by Holiday Inn and the Real Estate Group.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our homestyle meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients? Never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff.
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
You know you make me want to
shout,
kick my heels up,
and shout,
throw my
hands
up,
shout,
throw my
head
back,
shout.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. See, I can do that in a song. I can do that. Dick Dickerson and I could probably do that. In a song, we could yell, shout, at the appropriate time somebody pointed at us.
But I would be off key.
And I would have no pitch. So, hey, look, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why? Why do you want to go to Shasta Gas Propane? How about price? They're competitive in this market. Look, you've got full service at a competitive price and reliability and flexibility that comes with a full service company. And they offer senior discounts and veterans discounts right there. Two big reasons, price competitiveness and discounts to our seniors and veterans. Two big reasons to go to Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest is Mayor Dick Dickerson, running for re-election. And let's go to the phones. Charles, thank you so much for waiting.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. You have a question for the mayor.
Yeah, at the last city council meeting, during the discussion of that park-wide smoking ordinance, there were some rather wild statements made by a couple of the supporters of that proposal. One that that momentary incidental exposure to outdoor cigarettes is no different than chronic indoor 2.5-pack-a-day for 30-year exposure by his juxtaposition of saying, well, you know, indoor smoke causes cancer, therefore we have to ban somebody from, you know, smoking 200, you know, from all parklands, even if they're 200 feet away downwind. And then Councilwoman MacArthur made her comment about, equating, saying that because
the cigarette
children,
smoking,
the 2.5-year-old child with, with the asthmatic comment.
So, the bottom line is, the question is,
Why did you not challenge those statements? Well, I mean, does he think that such assertions are constitute a good basis for adopting policy?
All right, he's ready to answer.
Charles, I'm not going to comment on what Councilmember MacArthur said. I don't put the same interpretation in her comments as you do. But I will say that we hardly have an issue come before the city council that someone doesn't come up from their viewpoint and state their views, and many of them are what you and I might consider completely off the wall. I don't personally try to challenge those folks when they make those comments, simply because it's an act of futility on my part. It leads to debate back and forth, which is never productive at a city council setting. So I made my decision based on other situations, other facts, not what was what you interpret as being some off-the-wall comments.
Anyway, but going back here to the question, we've only got a minute left because we're going to take this over to the next side. But I guess your question, Charles, is does banning smoking in the city parks, is that where we're heading to? Because we haven't voted on it yet.
Well, we voted on it preliminarily at
right.
the last council meeting.
But it hasn't been, the final vote has not been taken yet, though, right?
No. Not as I understand it.
And it was 4-1 to ban smoking in the park. Is that right?
Right. To ban smoking at the park.
And the trails.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We've got to take
primarily at places like South City Park. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Charles. We're going to talk about this when we get back. This will just be one of the questions we have, and we'll be. We still got a minute left here. I think what we want to talk about. I think what Charles was talking about before in this was the fact that this is this an enforceable law if it's voted in.
Well, it's only enforceable through public pressure. You're not going to see the police department or the sheriff's department or anyone down there patrolling the parks to make sure no one's smoking. What we would hope would happen is that people who would recognize that we have taken efforts to make the park a little cleaner atmosphere for some folks, and that they would cooperate in that.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. We'll be right back. Dick Dickerson, Councilmember Dick Dickerson, also running. We'll be back with your questions after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Salji Ingresso. A congressional report warning American companies considering doing business with China's top two telecommunications companies because they pose a national security risk.
From a consumer's perspective, it could be your medical records, it could be your personal financial data, your personal communications. It could also be intellectual property, and the networks that house and store your information could then be vulnerable.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, a Michigan Republican, the two companies are Huawei and ZTE. General Motors looking for help as it brings computer work in-house.
GM thinks reworking its information technology will make it more nimble and efficient. The plan right now is to hire as many as 1,500 workers at its Warren, Michigan facility. Last month, the company announced it would hire 500 people for a center in Austin, Texas.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
creating lasting memories right in your own backyard. Estate Granite Things can help you transform an ordinary patio into a place where your family and friends will want to share good times all throughout the year. From fire pit tables to complete outdoor barbecues, all with solid slab granite tops, Estate Granite Things can turn your backyard vision into a solid reality that will last for years. Let the experts at Estate Granite Things work with you to bring affordable elegance into your own outdoor space. Estate Granite Things. So call today at 241-STONE or visit us online at estategranite.com.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:35 in the morning on October the 8th. It's getting up to be like, what, 76 today? It's going to be a great day. Sunny. It's 53 or 54 right now. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue. Go on down there, see D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Take a step back in history. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, my friends. Man's Last Stronghold. Get a great haircut there. Bad Bob gets his cut there. Most of the police, I think, and the sheriffs get their cut there. Anybody who's anybody gets a haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, our guest is Mayor Dick Dickerson.
I have to confess that my wife cuts my hair, Carl.
Okay, well, you know what? Obviously, that works for you. What can I say?
Now you're going to have to train Linda in those arenas.
She likes it when I come in. I just step up close and I say, give me a 1.5 or a 2. Whatever that means, they know what it means, and then they just put these things on their little clippers and hair flies everywhere. Going back to the last question, and we need to get on to this, but the thing about smoking in the park. I know it's a tough question, especially if you believe in personal liberties and enforcement of rules.
Well, I do. But on the other hand, some people's personal liberties might be enjoying the park without having tobacco smoke. So it's a two-edged sword. It goes both ways. People should be allowed to smoke it, perhaps, if they want to. People who don't want to suffer from being around people who smoke.
How about making a portion of the park then smoke free? And just have, you know, like a kiosk or someplace down there. If you want to smoke and sit down there by the river, this area, you can do that.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
I would think that that's maybe a solution to it. You know, some go, oh, I can smell it from 400 yards away. But you know what? It's not illegal.
True.
And you can't enforce it. I loved what you said during the break.
Well, what I said during the break is that in my days in law enforcement, we always were instructed to never order somebody to do something else. You had an or else. There is no real law enforcement or else here. But as I said before the break, too, you put it out there hoping that people will just be considerate of others.
We hope that. Been in around long enough, as long as I have, Dick, hoping that people are going to be considerate enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, people are going to drop their trash and our flowers out here. They're not real considerate. But okay. All right, let's move on to that. Okay. Businesses. Stillwater still hasn't got anything. We still haven't gone forward with Stillwater. I mean, not when I say gone forward. Do we have anything close to signing? I know that Mark LaSalle talks about, you know, talking to different groups, but what do you think?
Well, here's what I would like your listeners to remember. Stillwater has been a 10 or 12-year project, no question about that. But we've only been actively marketing Stillwater. It's only been ready for occupancy for about 2 years. And those 2 years have been during these terrific downturn in the economy. So it's not unacceptable that we haven't had any action yet. I know on a regular basis people are inquiring about Silk Stillwater. It's just all the pieces have to come together, and eventually all the pieces are going to come together for someone, and we'll begin to see some activity at Stillwater. I'm confident of that.
What about the when we start talking about when businesses, do you see what do you see as the main type of business that might keep moving in here? I know we've had a few businesses open up lately, but what do you see as something to maybe pull those businesses here to the North State?
Well, certainly the area itself is an attraction for certain folks. We are, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, myself and Mark LaSalle's group are going to be meeting with a group of folks from China who are interested in looking at a variety of companies that they manage. These are CEOs from China who are interested in looking at things. So it's not just what's going on here locally or in California, but in the entire world.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an interesting point. We have a huge asset here, and as you know, it's the Sacramento River. And there's one restaurant, one, on this river between here and Red Bluff. And it seems to be that it's – what's locking the whole riverfront up, in your opinion? Is it people and arguments with each other, or what is it?
Well, no. I can recall when there used to be three or four restaurants along the river. The economy killed most of them. I would think that a lot of the property right on the river is not in public hands. So you have to have the ability to open a business on private property, and it's a private enterprise situation. If people want to contact landowners who have a riverfront property and zone properly and open a restaurant, they should do that. But I don't know how the city, what the city would do to increase the possibility of that happening.
Can the city do things to encourage? I mean, the city must be able to do things to encourage businesses to come here.
Well, I think we have. We built Stillwater Business Park to encourage people to come here. We've done several things. We utilize, since the downturn of the economy, we have not had our own economic development director. Can't afford one. So we utilize EDC to do that. EDC works hard each and every day to develop potential businesses to come up here. They also work very hard to retain businesses that we have here. I could give you some examples of that if you want to take the time to do it, but they are out there. Entrepreneurship has really risen now. I met with some folks from the Bay Area 2 or 3 weeks ago who are highly interested in locating small businesses up here, having to do with information technology and all. So we're constantly.
So there is a bubbling going on here that a lot of people may not know about.
Exactly.
I know that we have on Friday our Shasta Startup. We have our gents in here that, you know, little Mark and many others that are seniors in our senior businessmen in here, that there are things bubbling around here. So I think we just need to let people know that. Got to take a break here. Our guest Mayor Dick Dickerson ran for re-election for the city council. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I.
Hi, I'm Gary Catt, candidate for Redding City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Redding is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Redding's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Redding City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Redding City Council.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I gotta give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice, cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palosidro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, our buddies down there on 555 Cypress. You know what? You want a Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, or Ram? Why not buy one from your buddies down there at Crown Motors? They're going to give you the best deal you're going to get, and they're going to take care of that car, truck, or SUV after you're finished. Great pride in what they sell and how they maintain these vehicles. You know what? We like Crown Motors. Redding Crown Motors. Head on down. It's a big buy. Keep it in the city. Keep those taxes here. The mayor will tell you that. 555 Cypress Avenue, Redding. 223-2177 is their phone number.
And it's currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. The reason I'm laughing is because Bob just put it up with the red felt tip, and I knew I could see on the computer. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 74. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 50. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. What?
That's it.
Okay. Our guest is Mayor Dick Dickerson, and we're here talking about the State of the City, of course, and that Dick is running for re-election. There's three people in the race for two spots. I remember when it's been six or seven running for two spots.
Well, I like to interpret that as that people must be happy with what's going on.
Oh, okay. Okay, I guess we can do that. All right, we were talking about a variety of things as we do during the break here. But one of the things that we talked about is some of more of the accomplishments, you know, for the last.
Well, yeah, years. I did want to touch on the second thing. In addition to just keeping the city running on a day to day basis, we did manage to reach some agreements with the labor unions, the public safety, and others that are beginning to ease the burden for taxpayers relative to pensions and medical costs. The labor unions have agreed to pay a larger percentage in both of those arenas, and we also have agreed with them to a two-tier system on new hires. So that was a major accomplishment.
Now, when does the two-tier system kick in?
It already has. Anyone who is hired now is going to be going into the two-tier system.
When do we start seeing savings on that?
Well, it's going to be down the road away, Carl.
10 years? 5 years?
Well, okay. Ongoing outwardly.
Right. Okay. Now, when we talk about, and I think a lot of people don't understand this when we talk about this, but, okay, people have already agreed to pay more. And that was part
the
of the
employees.
Deal. Employees are paying more into their retirement and medical than they have before.
Exactly.
Okay.
And those savings are immediate savings.
Right. Those are the immediate savings.
But the better savings, the more aggressive savings, are going to be in the out years as we reduce the percentage of income that folks will have as a result of their new pensions.
Right. And this is the same thing that, that Brown was trying to do at the state level, too.
Well, exactly. We have to analyze, we as a city have to analyze exactly what effect that new law is going to have on our bargaining units and adapt to it. It's confusing because there are some caps, but on every cap there's an exception, and it's a typical piece of legislation that you really have to deal with.
Okay. When we talk about any type of city progress and all that, when we talk about the question of the library.
Yes.
That's our county. The county's locked into the big thing with Anselmo, obviously. We're locked in about the library. Can you give us the latest update on that? Because it's up at what? It's at
the appellate court level.
At the appellate court level, yes. And we've lost the first one. It went up to, or we were, I guess what we're doing is we're appealing the first judgment. It's up to the appellate court. Now, what's going on there?
Well, oral arguments have already been conducted, and we're expecting a ruling within a matter of weeks. And the key to the situation is that the Superior Court judge here locally ruled that in her estimation the front entrance of the library is a traditional public forum. If that holds through the appeal, then everything is off. We'll have absolutely no way to monitor or control what activities go on in front of the library. We believe, based on other court rulings, that it is not a traditional public seat, but a limited public forum. And so that's what we're waiting for. If it's a limited, then we'll have to address that. If it's traditional, then we're back to square one.
Okay, so if they go back and say it's traditional, was this something? I know that the city council voted to take it forward. If it comes back and the appellate court rules against you, is this another vote to say if we're going to take it to the next higher court, or is this something that's like, how are we going to make this work then?
Well, we certainly have a higher appellate court possibility. I don't know that the council would want to do that.
Is it costing us a lot of money, or are we just keeping this one in-house?
Partially in-house, as I recall.
Okay.
But we do have an outside counsel helping, so it does cost some money.
It does cost some money. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, does it make a difference when we did that? Have you seen a difference at the library with our homeless? Are they taking advantage of this thing?
I believe so.
Okay. I'm just wondering about that because that's what I've been hearing. Because I've gone down the library, and I see people out there, but they're, you know, handing out stuff. But they're off to the side, and it doesn't seem like I'm being intruded on going in. On the other hand, there's all types of homeless inside.
Well, let's just talk about, first of all, let's, on the positive note, you know, I always like to spin that.
Yeah.
The library is phenomenal.
It's a great
and
library.
And congratulations, wow, Carl, because you actually went down and got your library card.
I did. I have my library card now.
I mean, how many people have a library card? You would have to ask yourself on the way to work.
Believe it or not, there's a lot of people in this county.
Yep.
In this city that have a library card. I mean, I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Well, we did the Library Foundation a fundraiser not too long ago that would have been the where I was Carmen Miranda and you were Carlos. And it was Taste of Brazil. It was really an event. It was wonderful. We heard statistics. And the library is a really great place. We need to support having a wonderful library. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful inside.
And to keep it,
so
and to keep it available,
around,
the big thing
so
though
big
is,
deal.
And this is what the city came from, to keep it available for everybody.
For everybody. Exactly.
All right, we're going to take a break. Mayor Dick Dickerson is our guest. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray,
And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Is your car a lemon? Ever get a chance to tell that salesman what he could do with that lemon? On October 11th, the Shasta College Theater opens a car dealership that only sells lemons. Lemons, a hilarious adult comedy by Kent Broadhurst, plays evenings October 11th to the 20th with a Sunday matinee on October 14th. For performance times and ticket information, go to shastacollege.edu/theater or get your tickets at the box office before each performance of Lemons.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Want to shake up state government? Elect a state senator who'll fight for us instead of caving into the liberal power brokers.
Dan Logue beat the liberals to stop $60 billion in new taxes.
He showed Jerry Brown how failed liberal policies chase jobs out of the state.
That's why Tom Del Vaccaro, chairman of the Republican Party, endorsed Dan. Called him the right choice to fight Sacramento's irresponsible spending.
Why Congressman Tom McClintock said, Dan Logue is one of the great forces in Sacramento. Californians could not have a more fearless or energetic defender against overreaching bureaucracy than Dan Logue.
It's why farmers count on Dan to kill Southern California schemes to steal our water.
Why the California Republican Assembly knows Dan Logue will never back down from the fight to secure our borders.
A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the National Rifle Association.
Shake up Sacramento.
Dan Logue for State Senate.
Jobs, not taxes.
Paid for by Friends of Dan Logue for Senate 2012.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 as we go into our last segment, 8:55 in the morning on October 8th. Hey, tomorrow we got Dr. Todd Royce coming here talking about being healthy, and we've also got the Shasta County Fly Fishers in here. They're getting ready today.
Right.
Oh, you know, Creighton and that gang, they're here. They're going to have this big event where they're going to be teaching people fly fishing. And frankly, I caught my first fish on a fly a couple weeks ago, thanks to Mike Michalak at the Fly Shop. And I was hooked on it before that.
11 and 1.
That's right. Ready? Hey, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You know what? Last weekend they had a great big event. They had an open house there. It was a huge success there at Redding Harley Davidson because this week is Big Bike Weekend. They were talking about hundreds of vendors. We're talking about bands. We're talking about bikini contest. Sports bikes, motocross, everything. It's there.
Tomorrow we are going to be giving away some free Harley-Davidson merchandise to a lucky listener.
That's right. Redding Harley-Davidson established in 1977. Ernie and Jessica are running it now. It's family. And if you want a bike, head on down there. They've got the bike for you. But I tell you what, you better go fast because the one I went down there to look at, they've sold. So, you mean you sold them? Hell yeah, we sold them. You know, hey, that's what we do. So they go down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard or give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. They're going to be out there Big Bike Weekend. Just remember, experience the ride, live the dream, Redding Harley Davidson. Okay, our guest, Mayor Dick Dickerson, and we've got 3 minutes left. It's yours, Dick. That's what we always do.
The whole 3 minutes?
Well, okay, take a minute and a half, and we'll prattle on about something else after that.
Okay, well, I would simply close, of course, asking for people's support, but you'll be hearing a variety of messages coming out from all the candidates, including myself, as we go through this next 4 weeks. And it's difficult to take a minute and a half and try to say a great deal. I would like the voters to consider my record over the past, 17 years in local and state government, and the leadership that evolves out of that. Folks don't realize things that happen outside of the city council chambers that lead to improvements in the city. For instance, my chairmanship of the Regional Transportation Planning Agency and the lobbying I did with the California Transportation Commission resulted in the widening of I-5 through the city of Redding. I'd like to think that my efforts there were very important to do that. And also my efforts to make the Regional Transportation Agency a independent agency, taking it out of the control of a member agency of that organization to eliminate the possibility of conflicts of interest. Also led the charge to get the cities involved in the County Air Pollution Control Board, which we will do as soon as January rolls around. I think we'll accept membership there. Those kind of leadership issues that people don't realize are happening because they don't see it on the dais every other Tuesday night.
A lot of things going on.
A lot of changes.
What's the? We've got 1 minute left. What do you think is going to be the biggest change this year? I mean, if you were looking at, what would you think? What might be the biggest change this year, Dick?
Well, I think one thing that's a significant change is that we are seeing some increases in our sales tax revenue. We're up about 9% over the same quarter last year, so we may have some more flexibility. We're also going to be reopening Firehouse Number 2.
It's right down the street from us. We appreciate that.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, we had to make one of those tough decisions in the past to close that temporarily, but we're at a position now where we're going to open that up again, and I think that's the betterment of the community.
We're hiring more policemen, too.
Exactly.
All right. Dick Dickerson, mayor, running for re-election here. Thanks for being on the show, Dick. We really appreciate it.
Bad boy.
Okay. Again, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KTNR Shop to Reading.
My ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady, making his case to be commander-in-chief.
It's time to change course in the Middle East.
Mitt Romney says there's a greater risk of conflict in the Middle East now than when President Obama took office, accusing him of leading from behind, proposing arbitrary cuts to the military, distancing Israel, and failing to put teeth in diplomacy with countries like Iran.
I know the president hopes for a safer, freer, and more prosperous Middle East allied with us. I share this hope. But hope is not a strategy.
In a speech at Virginia Military Institute that just finished moments ago, Romney also says he'd work with allies to help Syria's rebels defeat the regime's military. President Obama's campaign has called Romney an unmitigated disaster on foreign policy, and the president himself has characterized his Republican rival as having dangerous bluster. Right now, the president's heading to California to announce a national monument at the home of late labor leader Cesar Chavez. Some computer equipment made in China.